St. John Missionary Baptist Church, the church that integrates faith with living. Now here's Pastor Taylor with Serving in a Senseless Situation, 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 14 through 23.
Now the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and a harmful spirit from the Lord tormented him. And what God is doing is now he's letting Saul keep the position, but although he's holding on to the position, he's lost himself. Let me say that again. See, God got more ways to skin a cat, more than one way to skin a cat. And God know how to get you. God can let you stay where you are, and you'll lose yourself in the process and self-destruct because he has gone against the will, the way, and the word of God. Because he has decided to make the kingdom his own, God sends judgment to him. And the way that God sends judgment to him is allowing a harmful spirit to torment him. That means that he can't get no rest. That means that no matter how well he does, he's on the top, but he's living on rock bottom. Let me do that again. He's at the top, but he's living at rock bottom. Let me do that one more time. He's living at the top. He got the position. He got all what means to be successful there. He has all of that. But yet, although he's at the top, he's living at rock bottom, because it don't matter how high you are. If you don't have God, none of it matters. Now, the advisors come and they say, oh, you know what? Let's help him out. And they see him acting kind of crazy and going a little cuckoo, but he going crazy. So they say, let's help him out. And the problem with the advisors, they just doing what they're only going to deal with the symptoms, but they're not going to deal with the source of his problem. The symptoms are he talking crazy and acting like how he acts. That's the symptom. But the source of his problem is a deeper problem. He got a problem with God. And see, when you got a God problem, I don't care whatever else you take and whatever you smoke and whatever pill you get and what jazz you listen to. Take your bubble bath. You do all of it. But if your problem is a God problem, all you will deal with is the symptoms, but you got to deal with the source. What good is it? And here's the thing. The sanity of your mind, listen to this. The sanity of your mind depends upon your submission to your maker. Let me do that again, because some folk didn't go crazy. See, all this stuff ain't psychological, and I'm not knocking. I'm not going to knock. Some people really do need to take medicine. There are people who come, you know, and did these theology classes and go to school and all that, and folk be talking, what do you say about people who, you know, and they're really sick and they've been diagnosed with a problem, you know, in the mind, and, you know, shouldn't we tell them by faith, you know, trust God and don't take the pills? And I said, no, trust God that he going to let the pill work. How about that? So everybody, every problem that is psychological is not necessarily a spiritual problem. Let's get that out. Life happened. And sometimes stuff happened to you, you ain't asked for. It ain't like you out the will of God. You just where you are. And just like you got physical issues, you need to go to the doctor. You got some mental issues, go to the doctor. But what I'm saying in this text is this. All this stuff ain't psychological. All this stuff is not just you got some mental issue. There is also a spiritual, just like there is a physical reality, just like there is a psychological reality, there is also a spiritual reality. And if you are out of sync with the will of God, you have already lost your mind, because your sanity is in your submission to your maker. The moment you walk outside of God's will, you have lost your mind.